This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The headlines when it comes to retail shopping continue to be dominated by stories of store closures, as online shopping options continue to leave traditional stores struggling. Just last week, Toys R Us became the latest to announce it's finished and will close all of its stores as it heads to bankruptcy. But in an era of crumbling brick-and-mortar sales, there are some success stories. There are shopping centers that are wooing customers with experiences that can't be obtained with a mouse click. One example is the relatively new Christiana Fashion Center. Contributor Eileen Dalabrita has been following this retail hub since it opened in the fall of 2015 and has a look at what's new there and what it's doing right in her latest piece, available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to tell us more about it. Well, we have looked at the Christiana Fashion Center before, but how has it grown recently? It feels like the name Fashion Center has become a bit of a misnomer for this retail hub.
I would say it is indeed a misnomer. The biggest draw is the Container Store, and the most recent additions have been a spa and restaurants, and most notably, Main Events, a 51,000-square-foot entertainment center.
And was that always the plan, to have this kind of bevy of different retail and other options there, or was this something that they kind of came to as it developed?
For several years, an entertainment center has been on the developer's wish list. They were very intent on following the strong trend of lifestyle centers that combine retail, restaurants, and recreational vehicles.
So you mentioned this new piece, the Main Event, an entertainment venue. Tell us a little bit more about it and how it's been received kind of out of the gate here in its first month or so.
Typically, about 500 VIPs show up for the opening of a Main Event. This one attracted more than 1,000. It was by far their largest opening ever, with people coming out to see 22 bowling lanes, zip lining, laser tags, billiards, more than 125 arcade games, plus a restaurant and a full-service bar.
And this is definitely new for Delaware. Before, you would have to go to a Dave & Buster's in Philly or Plymouth Meeting to have a similar experience. And I mean, that's got to be a draw for both customers and the Main Event to be kind of in a unique space in the first state.
The folks at the Main Event say that was a big part of the attraction. It's their very first center in the Northeast, and they saw a definite gap in the market where they could come in with minimal competition.
I found it really interesting that they have so much centered on bowling, because I guess the Dave & Buster's model is definitely much more like the video games and those type of things. But they've focused on bowling. Have they had some success with this model elsewhere?
They have. They've tried a number of different combinations, such as a climbing rock wall, which they don't have here, which is something that they aren't putting in. But bowling, it seems to be making a comeback, especially among teens and young adults. And they have a really, really cool bowling alleys there where you can take a selfie and post your picture next to your score.
It's definitely a social game, so it kind of makes sense in the way this venue is set up that you can have the opportunity to kind of eat, watch sporting events, play games, but there is that very social aspect that bowling brings, and maybe some other things don't.
Yes, and you can order at your lane. Servers will come up. There's tables, and you can order drinks, and they'll bring it right to you as you're bowling.
And this is definitely a trend, these hubs that offer an experience beyond shopping in one place, that have the Main Event Dave & Buster's type of thing, the restaurants, and maybe some other things. This is definitely something we're seeing more and more of, right?
It is. As we see a lot of anchors go dark, there is a tendency, and a very smart one on the part of landlords, to try something else. And Growth Properties, which owns Christiana Mall, has redeveloped 80 vacant anchor stores at other malls in the past 5 years. And of those, only 17 are still department stores. The rest of them are grocery stores, entertainment concepts, or they've carved them up into boutique-style shops and restaurants.
And Christiana Mall has had success with this. It continues to do well, in the face of other malls that are struggling. I guess what I'm curious is that is the fact that Christiana Mall is doing well kind of helping the fashion center succeed, or is this kind of a symbiotic relationship between the two?
It's definitely a power center. People come from all around because they can find just about anything they want between the fashion center, Christiana Mall, and other smaller centers there. It's really a big draw. I talked to folks who came down from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where there's lots of great shopping, but they meet family members from Maryland, and they make a day of it. They go out to eat, they shop, they might go to a movie. So that is, it's a regional draw, a definite power center.
And I guess it shows you really can't underestimate the power that tax-free shopping has in this area of the country.
It's made the Apple Store at Christiana Mall the highest volume Apple Store in the country.
The Fashion Center is managed by Ally Properties, the same group that handles Concord Mall. You reported previously Concord Mall will be reimagining itself in the future. Is it likely the Fashion Center success may inform some of what this new Concord Mall may eventually look like?
I think so. And the demographic on Route 202 is a bit higher than the demographic at the Fashion Center. So I'm thinking that might also help them to attract some more boutique-style retailers as they reimagine that space. It will not be a traditional mall. It can't be a traditional mall. It doesn't work anymore. There are only those rare exceptions like Christiana and King of Prussia and Cherry Hill that have attained that lofty status.
You also put together a list of kind of retail trends to watch for us as part of this piece. Let's start with the biggest, the one that is clearly on a lot of people's minds, and that is store closings. What can we expect on that front in the coming months and year?
We're going to see more stores close. Sears and Kmart are struggling. Macy's will continue to close stores, although not at the same rate as last year. Toys R Us, Walgreens, and the Ascena Retail Group, which includes Ann Taylor, Loft, and Dress Barn, has also announced store closings.
Are there one or two other trends that you think stand out? Just looking at the list that you compiled, a lot of them seem to be based on technology and how it's being used to kind of connect with consumers and customers.
Voice-activated shopping is huge. Alexa keeps my shopping list and sends it to my phone.
You have 12 items on your shopping list. Here are the five most recent Aiken.
Alexa, stop. She just heard her name, and she just popped in to recite my shopping list to me. That's something that a lot of people are seeing now. We're also going to see more modes of communication from retailers. We've all been getting emails from our regulars for years now, but now they're going to contact us in more direct modes. I'm already getting Facebook messages from various retailers.
And I think we've talked about this before when we've talked about holiday shopping and some other shopping. There's also a lot of effort to connect with, if you're a brick-and-mortar store, connect with customers while they're in the store and kind of be interactive with them while they're shopping.
Absolutely. We can't get away from them. They follow us wherever we are. We'll also be paying more with our phones, Apple Pay, Amazon Pay, Walmart Pay. Fewer checkout counters, fewer people staffing them. We'll also be using QR codes. They're making a big comeback, and that is how we will redeem coupons.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for her time this week. Again, Eileen's piece on the Christiana Fashion Center's continuing growth is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And The Green continues shortly with an interview with Delaware native and LGBTQ rights activist Sarah McBride. But first, a look at your local news from Delaware Public Media.